Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
It's going down. H-Town, Hiram Clark, B-Scott.
It is indeed time to talk to B. Scott from Hiram Clark. And Brandon Scott, our guy, he is not in studio because I'm not a sick man. I'm not somebody who's going to demand that people traverse the snow and such. And honestly, I don't think I could demand. I feel like B. Scott would have told me where to shove it if I tried to pull that car, because he is at home with the babies having fun. Apparently having too much fun. B. Scott, how you living, brother?
Man, I am thankfully living with a phone. I was like, man, I don't know how I'm going to make this hit happen without no phone. I tried to figure out, like, how do I even let Reggie know that I can't be on the air if I ain't got no phone to hit him up, man? I had to go to that desktop and hit you up the old hard way. But I'm doing good, man. We've tried to make a snowman, but we're not built for that. So we did a little sightseeing in the neighborhood, walked around, drove around the block a little bit.
Tried y'all got the car moving?
That wasn't happening either. So it's been a full day here for it to only be just around noon, just under noon.
Wow. Y'all got the car moving for that and everything.
Got further than John did.
Yeah, that's true. Because this is, if you don't know, Chris Partee is in because John Lopez got his truck stuck on a hill.
hey, look. Let me tell you, as somebody who tried to get out of his neighborhood, look, let me be clear. I've only made it around my neighborhood going around 15 to 20 miles an hour. So who knows at what time I would have had to have left the house just to have made it. I probably would have had to leave the house at like 6 or 7 right around when Painter Pendergast got started just right to get to you in time. So I understand and feel John's pain right now.
Very good. We've been, just to let you know, we've been making sure that he's still a part of the show and not just sleeping in this time where he's supposed to be working by calling him periodically. But yeah, we appreciate you jumping on with us. All right. I did want to make sure that we did not deprive you of the space. And just because I enjoy hearing what you got, You have any thoughts that you've been ruminating on?
Yeah, man. So my thought, really more than anything, to put a bow on the game over the weekend, and I know we're probably moving on at this point, but I just felt like that game was there for the taking for the Texans. And while the officiating did not help, it in fact did help the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't feel like it prevented the Texans from winning the game. And so that's how I came away from it, still feeling really salty and really in my feelings about it. Cause I'm like, man, even with the poor officiating, there were moments there for the taking when they could have won the game, or when they could have scored points, scored more than 12 points, or scored a touchdown, or made a field goal, or made a play, and they just did not. And so I came away from it feeling like there was more so that the Texans left on the table than I did feel cheated. But at the same time, we got to acknowledge the foolery that was going on with some of those calls, man. Like, it, I think two things can be true at the same time, and the fact that it would happen against the Chiefs kind of exasperates everything. So that's where I am on that game specifically. As far as the season, like, I thought it was a successful season overall. You win the division, you get to the playoffs, you win a playoff game. But if they want to be a serious outfit, if they want to be a serious contender, be anything like the Kansas City Chiefs, be anything like the teams that are still standing, the Buffalo Bills, they've got to build a team that can survive a playoff atmosphere. When you need to run the ball, you need to be able to run the ball. When you need to come up with a big play on special teams, you need to be able to do that. But for me, it all starts up front, man. Like, this whole offseason, as we talk about it from day to day, week to week, it's going to be about how do the Texans reimagine themselves as a physical football team that can impose their will. All of the teams that we thought could win the Super Bowl or still think can win the Super Bowl are able to impose their will in some form or fashion, and the Texans just simply do not have that. So from guard to guard, the interior offensive line, maybe even the offensive line as a whole, and it sounds like they're going to start with the offensive line coach, but that is where it needs to begin for this team to transform from being a nice story, a cute team to watch, to becoming a serious contender in the end.
Yeah, man. We're talking to our guy B. Scott from Hiram Clark now. And I'm with you there. I think that's the first place we start. In fact, we were like, oh, what do they need to do to get over the hump? And we spent the whole segment just talking about the offensive line. We didn't
breaking it down.
We didn't even get done with it. We still got to come back to it. But no. With that, everybody's like, all right, changes need to happen. I don't think you can run back this five by any stretch. With that being the case, over under at 1.5, how many changes can you imagine or do you feel like would be necessary on this offense, or even capable or viable of happening on this offensive line?
Yeah, if you're setting the over under at 1.5, I'm going to go way over, because I think you could, and it depends on how much you view Blake Fisher as a change, because obviously he played quite a bit.
I don't view him as a change.
And was thrust into that position at right tackle. So maybe that one doesn't count, but I could still give you three. I mean, look, Jarrett Patterson did a good job for what he was asked to do, but I don't think you could say that his job is necessarily safe as the center going forward. So, again, from guard to guard, left guard, center, and right guard are all obvious positions. And then the tackles are expensive. And I think you have to ask yourself, is it worth paying this much money for tackles for an offensive line overall? Because, look, offensive line, you need all five, right? Like, you can't just have one guy. It's not quarterback. You need all five. So is it worth it to us to pay this much money for our tackles if we're not getting as much from our interior and our overall offensive line is just not that good? Like, what's the point in paying that much money and investing that much into the offensive line if the overall production is going to be what it's going to be? So if you're going to set the over under at 1.5, brother, I'm going to go way over, because I'm starting at the very least 3, and it can't be any less than 2.
Could I interest you, as we're trying to fix the offensive line here in B. Scott's thoughts, could I interest you in Tytus Howard fully making the transition to left guard and possibly making that more palatable with a reduction in salary if you can get that to go?
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value Surge, truck's up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You could interest me in it in a little bit, Reggie, but honestly, man, you can't, like you and I, after watching that game over the weekend, after watching that game on Saturday and the performance that Titus Howard put up at guard, okay, and I'm not killing him for it because he's really a tackle, but like he wasn't good enough. He gave up a sack. He wasn't good enough in the run game, I don't think. I think he was much better in the run game, but like he's not good enough at guard for that to be anything more than a contingency plan, right? Like they did that as a last ditch effort, and you remember how I felt about it at the time.
Yeah.
And it ended up being the best plan that they could come up with for the personnel that they had. But with an entire offseason to plan, with an entire offseason to reflect and think about what you've got going on, that to me cannot be your plan. Either he's your right tackle, or you're moving on from him, and Blake Fisher is your right tackle, which I think is a viable and a credible thing to put out there. And then you're remaking the interior of that offensive line. Like honestly, you could give me reasons why you would bring some of these guys back, but you're to me you're unserious if you're not starting with, hey, we need to totally reimagine and replace the interior of this offensive line. So either Titus Howard is going back to right tackle, or you're failing to plan, which you know what that means. You're planning to fail.
That's right. Yeah. Hey, Brandon, it's Chris Partee here. So Reggie and I, we talked about offensive line earlier. We also got into the wide receiver portion of this team moving forward. Now, where are you at on wide receiver, and where do you think they might go, you know, if a Stephon Diggs is not back this next season?
Yes. I love the question because I think that is the kind of the big question. Like, I don't think we thought going into the offseason that even if Stephon Diggs was going to be available, that was one of the, like, that's not one of the names that we were throwing around when we were talking about adding a wide receiver last year, and then that's who they got. Same thing with the running back. We were talking about signing Saquon Barkley or Derrick Henry or Jacobs, and then they ended up trading for Joe Mixon. So it's very much possible that the option is somebody that could be revealed to us later on. But I do think that it's just as pertinent now as it was then. Like the need to go out and get Stephon Diggs or whatever led you to that space, you should be in a similar space in this offseason, right? Given what happened to Stephon Diggs, and maybe even more so given what happened to Tank Dell, right?
Yep.
So like you're going into this year with Stephon Diggs not on the team anymore, a free agent, and knowing that Tank Dell not only is not going to play for you this year, but might not ever be the same player, right? And I think he factored into your long-term wide receiver plans in a similar way that Nico Collins did, right? So now you've got to reimagine that on top of the offensive line. I think you're looking at draft. I think the T. Higgins thing that is like I won't say elephant in the room, but something that people have been talking about ever since it was clear that he wasn't going to get paid that it is possible that the Bengals could part ways with him at some point. Like that's somebody that I think you got to look at. They 100% have to upgrade that wide receiver room, because for the second year in a row, you get down to the end of it, and you're kind of like pulling from the scraps. Like, think about it. Jarrett Wayne played significant snaps for them in an AFC divisional game, and you would have never thunk it. You would have never thunk it. So that's where we are now, man. You've got to figure that out, whether it be in the draft, free agency, or pulling one of those Stephon Diggs type of trades that we didn't see coming.
As you talked about that, and we'll wrap it up here, I imagine. I feel like you have a just like similarly to the offensive line, it might be a dual faceted effort where you get a free agent and you draft, because one of the things I was like, I mean, how many of the guys do you want at the top end? But it feels like you were in a place where you can't really trust Mechie and Hutchinson. Does that feel like, do those feel like, you know, kind of lost projects at this point, or are you still in on one or both?
Well, I think they're fine, like, on the team, but I think their roles and what we've seen from them is about what they're going to be. Like, I don't think any of those guys are going to ever be more than, you know, your third option, your third or fourth option. And I'm talking about just in the wide receiver, not counting your tight ends and your running back that might factor into the passing game as well. I'm talking about just within your wide receiver room. You're not talking about anything. Like, think about it. Who is the number? Let's forget about Stephon Diggs and Tank Dell for a second, because we were having the debate going into the season. Who's the number one wide receiver? Mm-hmm. Who's the number two? Who is the number two wide receiver for the Texans right now? You got him? You got him by name? Because and you don't, and I'm going to tell you now, you don't, because they don't really have one. They got to cast the guys around Nico Collins, and after that, the options are just limited. So like, I'm not out on Hutch. I'm not out on Mechie as, like, pieces of the team. But, like, to thrust them into, say, wide receiver number two role, to me, is more aspirational than functional, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. It's more something that you it's more of hope trafficking than an actual plan that you should have.
Yeah. All right. There he is. Brandon Scott. B. Scott from Hiram Clark joining us on the phone line here, because he's always working, even though he's spending time with the babies at the home, at house,
multitasking,
doing the snow things and all that. What's been your favorite snow day activity on the day?
Man, so far it's just watching the kids do the snow angels. And then the activity that led to me losing the phone, me and my son throwing the football around, pretending to be in the frozen tundra. You know, I was trying to explain Lambeau Field to him and say, man, we're out at Lambeau Field. We're out here in Buffalo, like, trying to give him that vibe. He wasn't getting it. He just wanted to play. but soon after that, man, I couldn't locate the phone. So what I'm going to do now is go out there and enjoy some more of this snow, but leave the phone inside.
Leave the phone in the house, please.
We've learned lessons today is what we have done. Yeah. We've gotten a lot smarter from listening to our guy, B. Scott. B. Scott, enjoy the rest of your day, my man.
Y'all do the same, man. And shout out to y'all for working, man. I can't help but to respect that, man. Shout out to y'all for working through the conditions.
Didn't have a choice, but yep.
We go make it happen.
Yeah,
you
man.
Know?
Making it happen. Work was open. I was scheduled to be here, so I had to be at work. That's how that worked.
Hey, got to get that check, baby.
That is right. There he goes. Brandon Scott, B. Scott from Hiram Clark, joining us here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Man, I always appreciate talking to him. It's always fun to get that level of perspective. Because he's got a good one, man. He's got a good one. All right, coming up next in the Loop, let's get into what's popping on this Tuesday, this snowy Tuesday in Houston. And hey, look, what's popping is snow. We'll do that next.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, it's three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schlereth of the Sing of Truth podcast. The playoffs are here, and that means the race to the big game is on. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I as we follow along this NFL postseason, breaking down the matchups each week and see who will shine when the lights are brightest. You know I speak nothing but the stinking truth. Follow and listen to Stinking Truth on free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.